Hey, hey, I'm Shauna A, and you're listening to The Delightful Audiosodes. These mini episodes are crafted for therapists ready to stop spinning their wheels and build thriving, strategic, and expansive businesses that go beyond the couch. This week, we're closing out the first quarter of the year, and I want to take a moment to say something we don't nearly hear enough as therapists, entrepreneurs, and space holders. You did it. You're listening to Season 2, Episode 12, titled, You Did It. Maybe you feel like you've not done enough. Maybe you've had bigger goals, bigger numbers, or even a different timeline in mind. But I'm here to interrupt that little perfectionist voice and say, you've made progress and that counts. So this episode is all about reflection and recognition. We are so conditioned to do that we really pause to acknowledge just how far we've come. So today, I want to help you see the wins, even the ones that didn't come with a client payment or a viral post or a packed calendar. If you've even taken one intentional step towards building or scaling your private practice, you're on your way. And if you stumbled, that's okay too, because stumbling means that you're still moving forward. So let's talk about what you've actually done. Let me name a few things that might have happened in your world since January. You started seriously thinking about what you want from your business, not just what clients want from you. You've downloaded a workbook or signed up for a training. You started writing content, brainstorming services, or revisiting your niche. You took a strategy call with me and signed up for coaching services. You hired help, joined a community, or just said out loud, I don't want to keep doing this alone anymore. You've clarified what's not working in your practice and started dreaming about what might. None of that is small. Those are foundational steps, and you don't have to have it all figured out to celebrate what you've already done. Let me name something else that I see all the time. You hit a milestone and immediately moved the goalpost. You went from, I just want a few clients, to, why am I not booked out with a wait list? You raised your weights and then immediately felt guilty. You showed up consistently online, but now you feel behind because the post didn't convert. Does that sound familiar? This is why therapists burn out. This is why side hustles get shelved. This is why you start questioning whether or not you're cut out for this. You are, but what you might need is more acknowledgement. You deserve to celebrate. So I want you to do this for me right now. Ask yourself, what's something I'm proud about for this quarter? What action did I take, even if it felt scary or uncertain? Where did I say yes to myself or my business? And what's one thing I know I want that I didn't know before? Write it down, say it out loud, share it in your journal or with your community. These are breadcrumbs that lead you forward. What comes next? Now, if you're ready to keep this momentum going and not just with inspiration, but with real support, let's talk about your next steps. Two big things are happening in my world right now. One, the Patreon is finally open and I'm so excited because it's right in time for April. If you've been loving these episodes and want deeper access, planning tools, marketing tips, and real conversation about business growth, join us on the Patreon. You have 3 levels of memberships and free access in the free community. There are tiers depending on how hands-on you want support to be, from free content to podcast extras and monthly marketing roadmap and a deep dive strategy calls. There's space for you. So check out the link in the show notes to join the Patreon today. There's also the Private Practice Power Sprint, and it kicks off again on May 5th. This is my 21-day action sprint designed to get you out of the loop of thinking about it and into the rhythm of doing. This isn't another masterclass or download. This is high-touch, strategic support to refine your niche, clarify your content, and market in a way that actually feels aligned. And if you're nodding your head right now, go to the show notes and check out the info. This could be the thing that helps you finally take the leap you've been circling around. Here's this week's action step. I want you to write down 3 wins from this quarter, and I mean your wins, not just business metrics. Did you speak up more about your services? Did you set a boundary that created more space in your schedule? Did you finally raise those rates or at least consider it? Whatever it is, celebrate it. And if you're feeling bold, share with me on Instagram or TikTok or inside the Patreon thread. Let's normalize therapists being proud of what they're building. Here's my final words. We're not just building businesses, we are rewriting the rules of what it means to be thriving, fully expressed therapists in today's world. So take a breath, look back, and recognize the truth. You didn't just survive Q1, you moved, you shifted, you showed up, and that matters. Here's to building what's next with clarity, intention, and the audacity to believe that your work deserves to be profitable and sustainable. I'll see you next week. Bye for now.